This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Former U.S. President Barack Obama told the U.N. Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, that world leaders at the summit have not done nearly enough to address the climate crisis. Speaking during the second full week of the talks on Monday, President Obama said that most nations failed to meet the commitments made in the 2015 Paris Climate Conference agreement. He also said the world is nowhere near where it needs to be in confronting climate change. He said it was particularly discouraging that the leaders of China and Russia, two of the largest emitters, declined to attend the Glasgow conference. President Obama said both nations have demonstrated what appears to be a dangerous lack of urgency on climate change. Communities on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border are preparing for heavy traffic and long waits at ports of entry on Monday. That's when the U.S. reopened its land borders to non-essential travel after almost 20 months of COVID-19 restrictions. Travel across land borders from Canada and Mexico has been largely restricted to workers whose jobs are deemed essential. New rules will allow fully vaccinated foreign nationals to enter the U.S. regardless of the reason. U.S. officials urged travelers to have their travel and vaccine documents readily available for border authorities. U.S. Customs and Border Protection also urged people traveling for non-essential reasons to avoid crossing at peak times. Japanese health officials say the country reported no daily COVID-19 deaths on Sunday. That was the first time the nation could say that in more than a year. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. You can go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. A day after questioned elections, Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega's government has set about painting a historic democratic victory for what many of the world's democracies condemned as a sham. Nicaraguan Supreme Electoral Council said that with nearly all the ballots counted, Ortega had won more than 75% of the vote. The outcome was never in doubt after his government jailed seven of the leading potential opposition candidates, clearing the field for Ortega to sweep to a fourth consecutive term. With all government institutions firmly within Ortega's grasp and the opposition jailed or in hiding, Ortega eroded what hope remained that the country could soon return to a democratic path. The United States Special Representative for Afghanistan began his first trip to Europe and Asia on Monday. The trip is to discuss developments in the South Asian nation where almost 23 million people, including children, are threatened with starvation. Ambassador Thomas West's first stop will be Brussels, where his discussions with allies and partners will focus on the way forward on Afghanistan. The panel investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection has issued subpoenas to six more associates of former President Donald Trump. They are believed to have been involved in the former president's bid to overturn his 2020 election loss. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The subpoenas escalate the committee's probe into the attack's origins. Chairman Benny Thompson is demanding testimony and documents from those he says took part in a so-called war room before the siege and plotted ways of stopping the election certification. They include former Trump election campaign chief Bill Stepien and former national security advisor Mike Flynn, who talked with Trump before the insurrection. The panel's already spoken with more than 150 people in the probe and is working to get testimony from other Trump advisors. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States and Egypt have had a shared interest in getting Sudan's democratic transition back on track, especially after the Sudanese military seized power in late October. On Monday, Blinken and Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry opened the U.S.-Egypt strategic dialogue. Egypt, one of Sudan's neighbors, is notably absent from a recent joint statement issued by the U.S., United Kingdom, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.